Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, July 1st. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is southeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07 and the dew point is 61 degrees. It is 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jared Cirillo. The United Wireless Arena in Dodge City is announcing KC and the Sunshine Band will perform on September 19th. J.P. Bizet with the details.
Tickets ranging from $45 to $65 are on sale now at the UWA Ticket Office or Ticketmaster.com. Known for hits like Get Down Tonight and Shake Your Booty, KC and the Sunshine Band remains popular since debuting 50 years ago. The band's unique blend of R&B, funk, and Latin percussion has sold over 100 million records. KC, the frontman, has been honored with numerous awards, including 3 Grammys, and his music is a staple at events and in the media.
The KBI issuing an endangered persons alert for a Western Kansas woman and her 2 daughters. 23-year-old Martha Unger is from Haskell County. She and her 2 young children, Madeline and Haley, have not been seen since Friday evening. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When the to-do list is long, an average skid steer won't cut it. Prairieland Partners has your solution. The John Deere G-Series, built to break the mold with pushing power and leverage to carve out piles and handle large loads. For a limited time, apply for 0% interest on select skid steers during the summer model year closeout. Hurry, offer ends July 31st, 2024. Some restrictions apply. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Today, Monday, July 1st, more than 100 new laws are set to take effect in Kansas, ranging from taxes to life-saving situations and a change for microbreweries. A piece of bipartisan legislation supported with life-saving in mind is the Good Samaritan Bill, which grants full immunity to people who help someone who needs assistance. Specifically, the bill allows anyone caught with any small amount of drugs or paraphernalia to call 911 for help without having to worry about facing charges. Although some say it's a little bit disheartening because this bill does not exclude individuals who are on parole and probation. And that undermines the fundamental purpose of the law, which is to protect those who are most at risk. On the tax front, Governor Kelly capped a special session in the Kansas legislature by signing bipartisan legislation that reduces property and income taxes, immediately eliminates the state tax on Social Security income, and increases the standard deduction for the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit. Regarding support for some small businesses in the state, a bill becoming law will allow microbreweries across the state to sell products directly to retailers without first selling to a distributor. And that means local beer will be more accessible to Kansans. The Hard White Wheat Special Edition of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Hard white winter wheat varieties continue to be popular among some western Kansas farmers for their high yields, disease resistance, and quality. So Kansas Wheat continues to work with the grain handling industry and Federal Grain Inspection Service to revise the grain standards to facilitate the movement of hard white wheat in domestic and international markets and lessen the burden on grain handlers. Hard white wheat had been growing in export demand primarily to Nigeria out of the Texas Gulf. However, the past several years of drought-stricken production shortfalls have impacted that business for Kansas farmers. Hard white wheat makes up 16.3% of planted acres in west central and southwest Kansas. Joe is the top-seeded hard white wheat variety, making up 8.4% of planted acres in southwest Kansas and 7.9% in west central Kansas. Overall, hard white wheat was seeded on 4.3% of Kansas's 7.7 million acres, accounting for 331,100 acres seeded to hard white wheat in the fall of 2023. KS Big Bow, being the most recent hard white release, is projecting to be a Joe replacement with higher yield potential, better disease package, and milling and baking quality. Overall, the quality of this year's hard white wheat crop is excellent, in line with the quality of this year's hard red winter wheat crop. U.S. Wheat Associates produces an annual crop quality report that includes grade, flour, and end product data for all six U.S. wheat classes, and the 2024 annual wheat quality report will be available at uswheat.org. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest24 and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. Motorists in Kansas will see and hear numerous buzz driving as drunk driving safety messages this week of the 4th of July to stress the importance of never drinking and driving. And the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and local law enforcement agencies are joining together in this effort. High-intensity enforcement will occur over the holiday week, along with safety reminders starting today, July 1st through July 7th. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said impaired driving is both illegal and dangerous. Besides being illegal, driving impaired puts anyone in your vehicle or your path at risk for a crash resulting in serious injury or death. And with many Independence Day activities taking place at night, impaired drivers increase the risks even more. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, 65 people lost their lives in 2,140 alcohol-related crashes recorded in 2023. Drivers with a blood alcohol concentration above Kansas's limit of 0.08% are considered alcohol impaired by law. However, a small amount of alcohol is considered buzz driving because it can affect a person's ability to drive safely. Herman said you should simply plan ahead by designating a sober driver, and that can be the difference in avoiding a DUI and potential jail time, let alone placing lives in jeopardy. The Drive to Zero Coalition also reminds all motorists to buckle up every time, every trip. In Nebraska news, new information has been released after a shooting happened in Crete, Nebraska on Saturday evening, leaving seven victims to be treated. At around 4:33 p.m., Saline County 911 received multiple reports of an active shooter around the 1200 block of Crestline Drive, and when law enforcement arrived, they could still hear gunshots firing. They found several victims inside a home who had gunshot wounds and quickly had them transported for treatment. And once they were secure and safe, officers noticed the gunshots were coming from a house across the street. The Nebraska State Patrol SWAT team was activated, and when they entered the home, they found the gunman who had already taken his life, who was identified as 74-year-old Billy Booth of Crete, Nebraska. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, a preliminary investigation shows that all of the shots were fired from inside his home. Four children were injured and three adults. Four of them have already been released from treatment, and all the injuries are believed to be non-life-threatening. The investigation is still ongoing. 54-year-old Brian Hartman of Broken Bow has been charged in Custer County Court with first-degree domestic assault causing serious bodily injury after a woman suffered serious injuries as a result of a domestic assault. According to the arrest affidavit, on June 21st, Broken Bow police received a call from Jenny Melham Medical Center in Broken Bow advising that a woman was brought into the ER by ambulance with serious injuries as a result of a domestic assault. When an officer arrived on the scene, he said he observed dried blood on her left index and middle finger. He added that the woman also kept grabbing her left side towards her back, wincing in pain and gasping for air. The officer said he spoke with staff at Jenny Melham Medical Center, who said the woman told them she and Hartman were arguing when he grabbed her hair, hit her into the doorway multiple times, threw her against a table with a lamp, and kicked her while she was on the ground. The affidavit said the woman suffered a fractured rib and cuts to her head as a result of the alleged domestic assault. The officer reported that when he later contacted Hartman at his residence, Hartman said the woman tripped coming out of the doorway into the garage where there is a one-foot step down. However, the officer said he and a sergeant inspected the area and found no evidence of a fall. Hartman was then arrested and booked into the Custer County Jail, and his bond had been set at $15,000, 10% of which was posted on Monday, June 24th. Hartman is set to appear in Custer County Court at 9 a.m. on August 5th. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office seized more than $500,000 worth of drugs and two traffic stops over the last week after the K-9 unit pulled over two vehicles along Interstate 80, and deputies said they saw criminal activity in both stops, allowing them to search the cars. They seized a total of 434 pounds of marijuana, 31 pounds of mushrooms, 13 pounds of methamphetamine, and a loaded handgun. Patrick Price of Oregon was booked into the Douglas County Jail on suspicion of possession with intent to deliver marijuana and controlled substances, and Julian Santiago of New York and Alvaro Agorio of California were both arrested on suspicion of gun charges and possession with intent to deliver controlled substances. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Do you move to the sidelines when stocks are predicted to drop? Are you waiting for some of today's uncertainties to be resolved before you invest? Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. The problem with trying to time the market is you can miss some of the best days in the market. The truth is, attempting to time the market has historically reduced investor returns rather than raised them. A good financial advisor can set you up with a consistent and smart investing strategy. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, June 24th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance are Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Craig Sowards with the Norton County EMS was present to discuss the 2025 budget, and Craig stated most budget items remained fairly neutral with the exemption of personnel services. Craig then requested that the commission consider reimbursing an employee for EMT training since he was not eligible with the state grant. A motion was made by Chairman Beidler to approve the reimbursement of $900 to the employee, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. The commission discussed equipment needs for the EMS service, and the commission requested that Craig put together an equipment need list and prioritize. Warren Harding spoke with the commission about an erosion problem on Road R between E1 and E2. Warren stated that the north side ditch needs to be cleaned to prevent the erosion, and the commission stated they will notify the road department for necessary maintenance. Leslie Fonenstil with the Norton County Health presented the proposed 2025 budget, and the budget review was completed and discussed. Troy Thompson, the Norton County Sheriff, presented their 2025 budget. Several line items were then discussed with Troy, as well as future needs of the department. Troy also reported that his department is fully staffed. Clarence Wetter with the Norton County Noxious Weed Department was present to discuss the 2025 budget, and a discussion was also held on spraying of county wheat roads. Clarence stated they are behind due to weather conditions and wind. A motion was made from Commissioner Thompson to approve the June 17, 2024 commission minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until June 28th. Two people died in a small plane crash just after 6 p.m. on Sunday in Sheridan County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a YKC fixed-wing single-engine airplane piloted by 78-year-old David K. Allen of Elbert, Colorado, was northbound and crashed in a field 10 miles north of Hoxie near Kansas 23 and 1 mile west on County Road 10. Allen and a passenger, 79-year-old Gene M. Allen of Elbert, Colorado, was pronounced dead at the scene. The FFA and NTSB are in charge of the investigation. Susan Nelson, clinical professor at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center, a part of the College of Veterinary Medicine, warns that as fireworks light up the sky and people gather for barbecues, this can cause anxiety and danger for pets. So pet owners should start making plans now to keep pets safe and comfortable during the 4th of July. She said it's best to speak to your veterinarian now to explore medication options for your pet if needed, as the majority of fireworks will be set off on July 4th, which is a day your veterinarian's office might be closed. It's important to keep pets on a leash if they need to go outside, and owners should consider having pets wear a collar with ID tags and microchipping their pets. This helps pets be traced to their owners in case they get lost, so it's also important to make sure that contact information is up to date. Having pets stay inside can keep them safe from the heat and from people who may try to harm them with fireworks. Keeping pets in their crate or in a secure room can help some pets feel safe and less anxious. And be sure to close the blinds or use heavy curtains to block out the flashes of light. Soothing music, turning on the TV, or white noise machines may also help block out the noise that comes with the holiday. Noises from fireworks are not the only thing to be conscious of to keep your pet safe, as it's also important to keep dangerous things away from your pet the same way you would your kids. And these hazardous items include lighters, punks, matches, lighter fluid, glow jewelry, citronella candles and oils, insect coils and repellent, and unlit and lit fireworks. And make sure to keep any alcoholic beverages out of reach from pets as well. If you suspect your pet has ingested something toxic, call your veterinarian, the ASPCA Poison Control Center, or the Pet Poison Helpline at 855-764-7661 immediately for advice. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny and hot with the high near 101 and breezy with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 2 a.m. It should be partly cloudy during the early evening, then becoming cloudy with the low around 70. And breezy tonight with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. The winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour tonight, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Tuesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with the high near 88. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with the high near 80. On Thursday, the 4th of July, it should be sunny with the high near 87. On Friday, it should be sunny with the high near 85. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise sunny with the high near 92. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 94. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 63 degrees. It is 7:21.